from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. U.S. allies halt military drill. Indonesia calls for regional stability. Indonesia tightens child protection rules on Roblox. Here is the news in detail. Indonesian government has emphasized the importance of maintaining regional stability and security amid the dynamics of military cooperation involving the United States, the Philippines, and Japan in the ASEAN region. Desi Andogranov has the detail.
Spokesperson of Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Farnabil Ahmad Mulahela, said on Thursday that every country has the right to establish cooperation with other parties in line with its national interests. Nabil made this statement in response to development in military cooperation involving the United States, the Philippines, and Japan in South China Sea, Palawan Island, Luzon Island, including Fort Maksasai. Nevertheless, in a statement delivered in Jakarta, Nabil said Indonesia adheres to the principle outlined in the ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific, which was adopted in 2019. This principle, including inclusivity, openness, and respect for ASEAN centrality in addressing regional issues.
Kita juga memperhatikan sentralitas.
We also pay attention to ASEAN centrality in managing issues in this region. The aim is to ensure stability, security, prosperity, and flexibility. Therefore, for Indonesia, these are the principles that we will always prioritize.
The United States and the Philippines held large-scale military exercise with a Japanese contingent on April 2026. The drill were part of the annual Balikatan exercise and marked the first time Japanese troops participated. In response, China expressed strong objections, particularly because several drill locations were in disputed water in the South China Sea, according to an AFP report. The exercise including live fire drill in the northern Philippines facing the Taiwan Strait, as well as operations in offshore areas of the South China Sea. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian government is strengthening child protection on the global gaming platform Roblox through the implementation of PP Tunas. Under the regulation, users under the age of 13 will no longer be able to use communication features at all, while users under 16 will be restricted from communicating with strangers. Rizka Fadila has the full report.
The Indonesian government is strengthening child protection in the digital space through the implementation of the government regulation on the governance of electronic system operations for child protection known as PP Tunas. The regulation also applies to global gaming platforms, including Roblox. Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Mutia Hafid said Roblox has expressed its commitment to complying with the regulation. One of the measures being implemented is age verification for all Roblox users in Indonesia. In a statement in Jakarta on Thursday, April 30, Mutia explained that communication features on Roblox will be completely removed for users under the age of 30. Meanwhile, users under 16 will not be able to communicate with people they do not know.
Jadi, yang hilang sama sekali adalah fitur
komunikasi. So, what will be completely removed is the communication feature, specifically for the adaptation in Indonesia. In Indonesia, users under the age of 16 will not be able to communicate with strangers. In fact, users under the age of 13 will not be able to communicate at all. This is what we have obtained, which is different from or stricter than in other countries.
Mutia appreciated Roblox's move to begin adjusting its system in line with Indonesia's child protection regulations. According to her, Indonesia is the first country to apply child protection regulations to gaming platforms through child protection rules. On the same occasion, Roblox Vice President of Global Public Policy, Nikki Jackson Kolako, described the government regulation as an important regulation for child protection in the digital space. She said Roblox would apply different settings based on users' age categories. According to Nikki, users age 5 to 12 in the Roblox Kids category will not have chat features. Meanwhile, users age 13 to 15 in the Roblox Select category will not be allowed to chat with strangers.
Children will be automatically placed into the appropriate accounts and will have strict parental control. Parents will have strict parental control over their children's accounts.
The government regulation on the governance of electronic system operations for child protection will apply to all digital platforms operating in Indonesia. The government ensured that policy will not stop with the 8 initial platforms that had previously become the main focus, namely X, BigLife, Facebook, Threads, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Roblox. Through the regulation, the government hopes Indonesia digital space can become safer for children, particularly from the risk of communication with strangers and exposure to age-inappropriate content. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Bank Indonesia is expanding the use of the Quick Response Code Indonesian Standard or QRIS digital payment method internationally, including to China. This expansion was marked by the launch of the Indonesian Digital Information Center and the implementation of QRIS between countries in Jakarta on Thursday. Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio stated, "The potential for financial cooperation between Indonesia and China is enormous. This is reflected in the value of local currency transactions in the rupiah and yuan, which has reached $18 billion."
Going to Indonesia, do not use your cash. Just use your cell phone and then voila, you can buy anything. And local currency transaction between Indonesia and China, largest $18 billion.
On the same occasion, the Chinese ambassador to Indonesia, Wang Lutong, expressed his appreciation for Indonesia's achievements in the financial and digital sectors. He assessed this collaboration opens up significant opportunities for strengthening the payment systems of both countries. According to Bank Indonesia data, Indonesia and China cross-border QRIS system is supported by 24 providers from Indonesia and 19 providers in China. We continue with Indonesian Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, which has launched a fisheries vessel crew recruitment application as part of the National Fishing Vessel Modernization Program. The application was introduced in Jakarta on Thursday, April 30. It is designed to support the transformation of Indonesia's fishery sector from traditional fishing practices to a more modern and integrated system. The modernization program includes the use of advanced fishing vessels, improved logistics, and stronger cold chain infrastructure to increase productivity and efficiency in the fisheries industry. Director General of Capture Fisheries at the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, Lotaria Latif, said, "The program requires a large number of workers to operate modern fishing vessels." He added the initiative is expected to create broad employment opportunities while also supporting regional economic growth through the involvement of national shipyards.
To implement this program, we need around 20,000 fisheries vessel crew members to operate the ships. The program will also have a direct impact by involving more than 500,000 workers across its ecosystem.
The recruited workers will fill various positions, including captains, fishing masters, chief engineers, officers, and crew members. The recruitment is open to graduates of marine and fisheries education institutions, professionals in the sector, and coastal communities. Moving on to the semiconductor industry, which is no longer merely a manufacturing sector, but has become the backbone of the digital economy, as well as a pillar of national technological resilience. Kiki Purba has the full report.
Mastery of chip design is considered an important foundation for the future of Indonesia's technology industry. This point was highlighted during VOI talks titled Building a Strong Semiconductor Ecosystem on Thursday, the 30th of April 2026. Joseph Stephanus Matondang, OISAA, America Europe, student in Finland, said semiconductors have developed into a strategic element that influences the direction of the global economy and geopolitical dynamics.
Semiconductors are not only a technology, but it's also a breeding ground for geopolitical and financial development.
Meanwhile, First Secretary for Information, Social and Cultural Affairs at the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Helsinki, Tubagus Farih Mufti, emphasized that semiconductor development is a strategic step to ensure that Indonesia is not merely a technology market, but also a producer of high value-added products in the global supply chain.
And for the government, semiconductor capability is not just an economic issue, but a matter of national resilience, supply security, and the nation's ability to master future strategic technologies.
Previously, Indonesia, through BPI Danantara, had signed a collaboration with Arm Limited from the UK, which focuses on the development of the semiconductor industry. This strategic partnership aims to accelerate the mastery of upstream chip design technology by training 15,000 Indonesian engineers in the Arm ecosystem in order to increase technological sovereignty and encourage a leap in the national semiconductor industry.
Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia. We end the news with the Jakarta Metropolitan Police, which have questioned several witnesses in connection with a train collision near Bekasi Timur Station in Bekasi, West Java, which killed 16 people. Jakarta Metro Police spokesperson Senior Commissioner Budi Hermanto said the questioning took place on Thursday, April 30. A total of 7 railway officers were questioned at Manggarai Station in Jakarta. They included signaling officers and the driver of a long-distance train suspected of rear-ending commuter train. Police have also questioned a taxi driver believed to be linked to the start of the incident. The incident on Monday, April 27, allegedly began when a commuter train hit a taxi that had broken down at an unguarded railway crossing. The collision then obstructed the departure of another commuter train from Bekasi Timur Station before a long-distance train struck it from behind. The case is currently being investigated by the police together with the National Transportation Safety Committee. President Prabowo Subianto said the government would repair thousands of railway crossings across Indonesia to prevent similar incidents from happening again. Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Here is keyword of the day. No wrath is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Cut Nyadin. Cut Nyadin is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Cut Nyadin always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. That's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Do I sedikit lagi waktu. Pastikan berlaku orangnya. Oh. Mamaku bilang dia setuju.
Of Indonesia.
Thank you. Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
The history of the rich culture of Indonesia dates back to the megalithic era, a ritual of a strong warrior that shows maturity, power, strength, and pride. More than just a physical ritual challenge, but also a sign of value, culture, and respect, this is Indonesia Lompat Batu Nias. Lompat Batu Nias, or stone jumping tradition from Nias Island, Indonesia, is a traditional practice specifically for young men of the Nias people, historically used as a rite of passage into adulthood. A success of jumping over the specially constructed stones indicates that the youth has achieved physical maturity, bravery, and readiness to take on societal responsibilities, including marriages and historically military role. The young people, starting around ages 7 until 10, boys undergo physical training, gradually increasing jump heights to develop strength, agility, and technique. Mental preparation, including focus and overcoming fear, is equally emphasized in this one. The ritual process, which is the stone jump, is the key challenge. It is a stacked stone structure averaging 2 meters in height and 40 until 60 centimeters in thickness, sometimes shaped like a pyramidal monument with a flat top. The young man must clear it in a single jump without touching the top, ensuring a controlled landing, and those who succeed are celebrated by the community, and they are formally recognized as a man capable of adult responsibilities, symbolizing courage, power, discipline, and social maturity. Families may hold a festive in honor of the achievement. And that's all about Lompat Batu Nias. I'm Gatan from The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Magic words. Hi VOI listener, today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go, Indonesian magic words. Tolong, please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi. Boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Aku
Listener, here is The Woman of Indonesia, a special series to celebrate and commemorate the Kartini Day and the amazing role of women in Indonesia. And today, we will talk about Butet Manurung. When going to the forest, anyone might be thinking about adventure or at least the nature. Butet Manurung was thinking about that at first. But later, she was thinking about the people living in the forest. Saur Marlina Manurung, or known as Butet Manurung, dream about an adventurous job like Indiana Jones. That dream came true, but not as easy as young Butet imagined. So, in nearly 2000s, Butet Manurung became an anthropologist for a conservation NGO. She went deep into the forest of Bukit 12 in Jambi. Butet was assigned to spend 3 weeks in the forest. The goal was to research the life of Anak Dalam or Orang Rimba, an indigenous tribe of Bukit 12. Unlike other researchers, when your laboratory is the nature, then the nature is what you get. In the forest, Butet Manurung had to run away from bears. She got to jump into the river. Her shoes were stuck in the mud. Her hat and bag were stuck to the bushes. Her equipment brought her down. Meanwhile, Orang Rimba was only wearing loincloth, and they avoided the bears easily. They even asked why she was wearing all that equipment in the forest. At that time, Butet got a reality check that everything modern is not always the best choice. The loincloth of Orang Rimba might be deemed as primitive. However, that is the best choice anyone can have in the forest. While amazed with the modest life of Orang Rimba or Anak Dalam tribe, Butet saw something very concerning. These people cannot read and write, not even count 1, 2, 3. They only have survival skills. The basic literacy and numeracy skills were not about meeting modern standard again, but it is a crucial capital when the forest is getting intervention from the outside world. When there is a conflict between Orang Rimba and any company that want to explore or exploit the forest, they always depend on others to communicate. They cannot defend themselves even in words. So, Butet set herself a simple mission: to teach 100 Orang Rimba basic literacy and numeracy skill in a year. Well, good intentions aren't always welcome. Outsiders often came, made Orang Rimba signed or stamped on a paper without them understanding the content, and then their forest was cut down. Those pencils or pens outsiders brought was called a sharp-edged devil. Obviously, Orang Rimba found it difficult to trust outsiders. Butet was an outsider. Her mission will need pens or pencils. So, she was just another outsider carrying a sharp-edged devil. If not, at least she might carry disease from the outside. Orang Rimba or Anak Dalam tribe then often kicked Butet out. But she did not stop. She kept trying to earn their trust. The dream of becoming Indiana Jones has turned into love for Orang Rimba. And that love year of was teaching not in the forest. Butet already had around 200 students. She earned the trust and respect of the chief of the tribe. In 2003, Butet Manurung founded the Sokola Rimba, or the Jungle School. This wasn't just a school, it was a whole new approach to education. One that fits the community, not the other way around. The school provides basic literacy and numeracy skills that allow the Orang Rimba to solve their issues or decide their own life. It does not make them leave their culture. The school helps them to keep it. And guess what? It worked. Her program expanded to many remote areas across Indonesia and helped thousands of indigenous people access education. Because of her work, Butet received major international recognition, including the Ramon Magsaysay Award, often called Asia's Nobel Prize. She was also named one of the Time magazine's Heroes of Asia. Butet Sekolah Institute even became one of the winners of the UNESCO Confucius Prize for Literacy 2024. The award recognizes outstanding efforts in promoting literacy among indigenous communities through an innovative and integrative approach. But what makes Butet Manurung truly inspiring isn't just the award. It's her belief that education is not about changing who people are, but helping them survive and thrive in their own world. When you are listening to this, you are very privileged. There are others in different parts of the world who might still need a hand to help them thrive. You can lend a hand, because that is what Butet Manurung would have done. Listener, that is today's episode of Women of Indonesia about Butet Manurung. Stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok or Batok Crackers. The lyrics of Kerupuk Batok highlight Palembang's tourism and cuisines. It pictures the bustling Musi River banks where people gather to eat while boats pass by. Although it's called Kerupuk Batok, which is crackers in Indonesian, the song also mentions various Palembang specialties such as pempek or fish cake, srikaya, rujak mie, tekwan, and many more. These unique flavors create unforgettable memories for visitors in Palembang. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok by Putri. Have a listening.
Terang bulan, ku duduk di tepian musi, melihat
DIY listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.